funny. I say it as if there's many companies that provide satellite radio. I was like, so Sirius XM has suspended Glenn Beck. You know, again, how this guy makes money, I don't know. I wish I knew the secret. I don't know who listens to him. I don't know why any. I wish I knew the secret. Seriously, I wish I knew the secret to Glenn Beck's success. I don't know. I need information. Okay? I need information. How do I get information on the success and the secret to that success of Glenn Beck? Please, if somebody could share that with me. I would be in debt to you. I would be in debt to you, okay? Please. Please. I just please. Oh, man. The guy is horrible, okay? The guy is horrible. He's horrible. I don't know. I don't even know how to stress that enough. He's horrible. It's horrible. And yet, he makes millions and millions and millions of dollars. I don't know. I just don't know. So, he had a guy on. And it didn't really make a lot of headlines, believe it or not, because it's Donald Trump. Because it's Donald Trump, and I don't even know how many people in the media feel the same way. I mean, it's a lot of people. Okay? It's a lot of people. So, Glenn Beck had this guy, Brad Thor, on his radio program. And this guy, Brad Thor, advocated the killing of Donald Trump. I'm not kidding. He advocated the killing of Donald Trump. Let me give you the exchange. It's pretty incredible. This happened last week. And like I said, the mainstream, forget mainstream. It's all mainstream. CNN, MSNBC, Fox, nobody's talking about this. And it's funny because this Brad Thor was also on Hugh Hewitt's show. But he wasn't talking about killing Trump on Hewitt's show. It was just on Glenn Beck. But the exchange goes. Brad Thor says, Trump is a danger to America. And I got to ask you a question. And this is a serious. And this could bring down incredible heat on me because I'm about to suggest something very bad. It's a hypothetical. And I'm going to ask you, as a thriller writer, with the feckless, spineless Congress we have, who will stand in the way of Donald Trump overstepping his constitutional authority as president? Which is kind of funny, considering Obama literally has been, he's been overstepping for the last 8 years. Seriously, he's been overstepping for the last 8 years. He's been doing things without the permission of Congress for the last 8 years. These executive orders. I mean, the whole illegal immigration situation, the whole Dreamers situation is being challenged in court. I mean, it's being challenged in court right now. Did the president overstep his bounds? Yes. When there's a challenge in court, just that alone, the president did what he did because he didn't want to go through Congress. Plain and simple. So here's this scumbag, Brad Thor, talking hypothetical. I'll continue. Donald Trump overstepping his constitutional authority as president. If Congress won't remove him from office, what patriot will step up and do that? If he oversteps his mandate as president, his constitutional granted authority, I should say, as president, if he oversteps that, how do we get him out of office? And I don't think there is a legal means available. I think it will be a terrible, terrible position the American people will be. But to get Trump out of office, because you won't be able to do it through Congress. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? You have to kill him. And then Glenn Beck goes, I would agree with you on that. And I don't think you actually have the voices that we've been talking about. And when we've been talking about this off the air for a while, I think the voices like ours go away. I don't think we are allowed, especially if things, and I believe the economy is going to go to crap. Even if Jesus was in office, it's going to naturally reset. It has to. Because I say it like that, because that's how Glenn Beck, if you ever listen to, I know you listen to him. I know you listen to him. I know you've heard him. But he'll talk and he'll go when Jesus came. So this is Brad Thor and Glenn Beck talking about removing Donald Trump. So guess what? Sirius XM suspended the Glenn Beck program. Yes, Sirius XM suspended the Glenn Beck program. Sirius XM encourages a diversity of discourse and opinion on our talk programs. However, comments recently made by a guest on the independently produced Glenn Beck program, in our judgment, may be reasonably constructed by some to have been advocating harm against an individual currently running for office, which we cannot and will not condone. For that reason, we have suspended the Glenn Beck program from our Patriot channel for the coming week and are evaluating its place in our lineup going forward. Sirius XM is committed to a spirited, robust, yet responsible political conversation and believes this action reflects those values. So, Glenn Beck is on suspension. Yes, he is. Glenn Beck is on suspension. I'll tell you, SiriusXM and the Patriot Channel, their conservative talk channel, they must have a ironclad, like just ironclad contract where they can suspend you and possibly not put you back on the air. Now, I don't know if Glenn Beck still gets paid while he's on suspension. I don't know if Glenn Beck gets paid if they decide not to put his program back on the air. But there's SiriusXM saying Glenn Beck went over the line. Him and his guest, Brad Thor, went over the line. Imagine Glenn Beck, the guy who who talks about Jesus killing Antonin Scalia so that Ted Cruz can become president and pick a Supreme Court justice that is just like Scalia. Imagine the guy who talks about fasting. Seriously. Talks about fasting. Talks about not eating. Going on a hunger strike. That's what it's a hunger. It's fasting. Talks about going on a fast, a hunger strike. To protest Donald Trump and to show support for Ted Cruz. This guy. This nut job, the guy who was bringing around a Bible or I don't know what it was. I can't remember, but it was like 2 months ago. He was bringing around a book. He was bringing around a book that he said God gave him or something like that. I don't know. It was a lie. It was a fabrication. Total fabric. And he had to come out and say, yeah, the book wasn't what I said it was. So I got to take that back. The guy is nuts. And he's on the radio and he makes money. How? I mean, I get it. I'm rough around the edges. I get it. My show can be tweaked. I get it. But come on. Come on, man. I think I'm a lot more entertaining than Glenn Beck. Jeez. And I definitely wouldn't be fasting or or every 15 minutes having some type of Bible study. Jeez. Some whatever the hell he does on the show. But there's the update. I wanted to get that out there. I seen it on, I think I saw it on Breitbart. I just remember it from last week, and then the headline came through, I think before we went on the air, or during the air, when we were in our second break, but that Glenn Beck was suspended. So I wish somebody would suspend him here in Los Angeles, damn it. I got to listen to him on The Patriot, or no, The Answer, 1180, The Answer. I think that's what it is, but anyway, there you go. There's your Glenn Beck update. Why does anyone listen to that guy?